to Colorado now, where for the first time, college students there will be able to earn a bachelor's degree in cannabis biology and chemistry. Colorado was the first state in the United States to legalize recreational marijuana back in 2012. And educators at Colorado State University Pueblo say this new major was created after students expressed an intense interest in the field. Joining us now via Skype is David Limpool. He's the dean of the university's College of Science and Mathematics. Dean, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you make the distinction that this is not a, quote, marijuana degree, but a science degree. Explain more by what you mean.
So this degree is really a rigorous degree. It's almost a double major in chemistry and biology. And so students who go through this degree will be well prepared for a lot of different areas in the sciences, not necessarily just cannabis. So we've got possibilities of students working in chemistry labs or biology labs or natural products labs. They might go on to graduate school. And so to do that, they've got to take a lot of rigorous, difficult classes.
I want to talk, though, a little bit more about the cannabis part of it, because Colorado has a booming system and an economy that has really seen growth because of the cannabis industry with the legalization of marijuana. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what kind of response has the university received from this degree program, from students and the like?
It's been received really well. We've had an almost overwhelming response ever since it was passed by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education. And so I've been fielding inquiries almost nonstop since the announcement came out. And there's definitely a demand.
Yeah. Universities of Michigan and North Dakota offer bachelor's degrees in medicinal plant chemistry, and the University of Maryland has a related master's program. What differentiates your program, or is it similar?
There are some similar aspects to them. One of the differences in this program is the interdisciplinary biology and chemistry nature of the degree. All students will be taking core courses in both chemistry and biology, and the opportunity to have an emphasis on the natural product side or on the analytical side is different than what's currently out there.
Yeah, I can't help but think about our history in the United States with our relation to cannabis and hemp. This isn't the first go-round in this field of study. I mean, I'm reading that cannabis was used medicinally for generations before it was outlawed in 1937. Virginia actually passed a law in 1619 requiring hemp to be grown on every farm in the colony to make things like rope and sails. I'm just wondering from you, do you see this wave of academic study as sort of a way to destigmatize perhaps what we put to the idea of marijuana and kind of our perceptions on marijuana and hemp and cannabis?
Yeah, it has gone around. One of the things that is a little bit different, I think, now than in when it was used previously is the state of science and the state of technology is a lot more advanced now than it was. And so I think there's an opportunity as scientists for studying the plant and studying all of the different aspects related to not only the human body, but also with respect to industrial hemp and what kinds of uses the plant might have with phytoremediation and some of the kind of creative applications of the cannabis plant is something that may have more longevity than previously. It's not just about getting high. In fact, students in the program won't be working with anything that's high, you know, THC. So there's a lot to the whole industry and to the plant itself that's different than it was 100 years ago.
More states have followed Colorado and Washington State's lead in legalizing either recreational or medicinal marijuana, but it's still illegal on the federal level. I'm just wondering from you, what kind of impact could academia play in pushing to legalize it federally?
Hopefully the academia won't be pushing one way or the other. That's one of the things that I've been trying to emphasize. We're not pro-cannabis or anti-cannabis. We're all about the science of cannabis. And so there could be just as much science that comes out that says that its dangers and its the negative properties outweigh any of the benefits as the other way around. We really don't know. I think there's been some research that has been done, but there's an awful lot of research yet to go. And hopefully, as scientists, you were looking at it from a strictly scientific, non-biased point of view. So we really are not trying to legitimize cannabis in any way. We're saying that the industry is here. It's being legalized, both in recreational forms as marijuana, but also from the hemp standpoint. And we think it's a responsibility to educate scientists to kind of fight through some of the pseudoscience that's out there.
That's Professor David Limpool. He is the Dean of the College of Science and Mathematics at Colorado State University, Pueblo. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.